Calling all small firm architects, it's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast, it's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.
So, what would happen if we could connect 100,000 architects, small firm architects, all around the world, connect 100,000 of them together?
What an amazing idea, right? What an amazing dream. What an amazing goal that is. I'm excited about that, because that idea of connecting the world's entrepreneur architects has been part of Entree Architect from the beginning. Yeah. It's something that this is just the next step of that long dream from the very, very beginning. To connect all of the world's architects in order to be able to leverage the knowledge of that community, to be able to impact the world, like literally impact the world,
right?
Because of the work that architects do, to be able to connect 100,000 architects worldwide. Imagine what we could accomplish in terms of building a better profession, in terms of designing better buildings, in terms of the individual lives and businesses of each one of those individual architects. It would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that really lights up in my brain when we talk about this is that you and I have discovered that part of the DNA of an entrepreneur architect is this idea of starting this thing, building this thing, and having the ability to practice in my own way, practice the way that I want to practice, for, you know, whatever those reasons are and whatever those ways are. And I have said for a long time that I think, you know, where we are right now in the economy and society, et cetera, that as a boutique firm or small firm, sole practitioner, whatever version of that that you want, you're limited to what you can do and the impact that you can have. And so I think this idea of saying, hey, here are 100,000 boutique firms, sole practitioners, small firms, however we quantify that, 100,000 of them that can practice in their own way, the way that they want to practice, but have the ability to leverage a network of 100,000 firms, that suddenly becomes a game changer. We don't say anymore, hey, we can't compete for this or we can't do that. Absolutely we can, us and our 99,000 other partners.
Yeah, that's so exciting to be able to link up tens of thousands of firms and then be able to leverage the collaboration opportunities, the production support opportunities, right? When somebody needs help, we can facilitate the opportunities of collaboration. Joint ventures, right? If you want to go after a bigger project, having a network allows us to say, well, this architecture firm and this architecture firm should be together or could be together, right? Yeah. That we could either match them up or they can match themselves up. And through the network, we can help them do that. And that's just the beginning, right? That's just what could happen at the early stages. Imagine taking 100,000 architects and the creative problem-solving skills that those architects have and apply that through crowdsourcing knowledge and focusing it on global problems, right? Yep. Not even talking about designing buildings anymore. What about taking that network and leveraging it against global problems because we're problem solvers?
Right.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think ultimately, I think that's the future, right? We talk about the value of an architect a lot. We're at a crossroads. I think we've been at a crossroads a long time, but we're at a crossroads where we really need to rethink and rebrand the value of an architect. And what you just said, I think, is exactly right. If you have 100,000 architects that, you know, maybe it's just a portion of that network that says, hey, let's put our minds to this problem right here. Maybe it's a natural disaster. 100,000 architects putting their minds to rebuilding that in a better, more resilient, sustainable way. There's a lot of value to that that can be proven. Hey, we've got famine. Hey, we've got homelessness. We've got whatever it is. I think you're exactly right. The value of an architect as one, it's still great. It has nothing to do with producing construction documents, but it does have to do with those problem-solving skills and being able to leverage 100,000 architects in a network. I really do believe that that is an incredible future for the profession.
And it's a perfect time for it because we are in our community, the Entre Architect community, there are tens of thousands of architects who now know who we are, right?
Right.
That engage with us on a weekly basis.
Right.
Tens of thousands of them. But you and I and the rest of the Entre Architect team have no idea who most of those people are, right? We know maybe 100 or a couple hundred people,
right,
that these are the people who are the most engaged. But imagine what would happen if we did know who they were, right? Mm-hmm. That we could network them, bring them together in a network and say, okay, now we know who you are. We know where you work. We know the type of work that you do and the type of opportunities that you're looking for.
Right.
That's pretty special.
It is special. And you know, if we shift gears slightly and we think about the common problems of a small firm, right? There's always, how do I get work? How do I get it done? You know, those types of things. But it's also the lack of scale. We don't have the economy of scale. That, I don't want to call anybody out, but let's just say Gensler, great big firm, right? They can do whatever they want to. They can leverage software purchases, hardware purchases, insurance purchases, all types of things that small firm owners look at and go, oh my gosh, I'm struggling to figure out where to even find insurance that's affordable and so on, or get health insurance or anything like that. Just on a very basic level, connecting architects gives us the leverage to go out to the marketplace and say, hey, you know what? That software doesn't work very well for the types of projects that we do, or we as a collective need to be insured or covered or a better deal on this. And that's just another, it's a very functional way of looking at it, but it's realistic when we really get down into the nuts and bolts of running and building businesses.
Yeah. And the value that the network brings to a member immediately, right? When you click the button and join this network, you instantly have access to a content feed, a news feed, right? Where all of the content that the network is generating in terms of questions and answers or resources that are sharing, it's a private community, just like some of the other private communities we have, but it's our community, right? And it's controlled by the community rather than a social media company. There are channels in the network for regions. So now we can organize our community by region. We can organize our community by topic, right? If you have a specific topic that you're either an expert in or you want to learn more information,
right,
you go into that discussion channel and you ask a question and you'll get answers from all of the other people who are in that channel. And that's happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It, you know, I think about what the Entree Architect Community Facebook group means to people, right? This is when you launched, when you announced your 12-12-12 project back in 10 years ago, right? And what came out of that was the Entree Architect website, entrearchitect.com, the podcast, and then eventually down the road, the Facebook group grew out of that. And, you know, I think about what people say about the Facebook group, and they say, you know, this is a place where I can provide and get mentoring. This is a place where I can ask and I can answer questions. This is a place to get therapy. I saw that one the other day. That's exactly what's going on here inside the network to another level, right? And that I think is really, when we talk about community, you know, and I get to beat the drum about this a lot, right? There are industries and companies out there that talk about community and they're missing the boat. They're absolutely missing the boat. They're looking at community in terms of, oh, this is how we can get and provide free customer service or something like that. That's not what we're doing here. That's not what we have here. What we have here, what we will eventually have here, are a community of 100,000 architects that are all in it together,
right?
That are all in here with the interest of helping themselves, helping each other, supporting a community, providing that therapy, providing that mentorship, providing those answers. And it comes in a lot of forms. Like you said, there are the conversations, there are mastermind groups. There's lots of content, lots of new types of content. We're really gassing that up at this point and reimagining what it is not only to have, but produce content and engage with content and leverage that content for the good of 100,000 architects.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned the culture of the community. From the beginning of Entree Architect, the culture has been cultivated of sharing and caring. And you know, I always say at the end of the podcast, love, learn, and share, right? That's the mantra of the Entree Architect community, that we care for one another, individuals, right? I care for you because you are a member of this community and I care about you, right? And that we share our knowledge, whatever we have, and we can make the world a better place or making another member of our community better in some way by sharing our knowledge. We do that. Share a resource, share a reference or somebody that they might know, and to have the opportunity to learn every day, right? This network is taking all of these things that we've built over time and focusing them in one place, right? This is the next step. This is the evolution of the Entree Architect community. It started back in that personal blog that I wrote that encouraged me in the comments to grow it into something bigger, to turn it into the Entree Architect platform at entrearchitect.com and the podcast. That was the 12-12-12 project. That's what we're celebrating in December 12, 2022. Right. That 10 years ago that happened. And then that continued to grow onto social media platforms. Now we are here, right? Now we're going to take all of those things that we've built over time. We're going to launch this network and all of that, the culture, all of the resources, all of the camaraderie and support that this community gives to one another, all of the love that is shown to one another is going to happen every day inside this network. And I'm so excited about what this thing is going to be in the short term, as well as what it potentially could be in the long term. It's super exciting.
Yeah, it really is. And I think what's really important about all of this is that, you know, when you launched Entree Architect, you know, what came out of your 12-12-12 project 10 years ago is that one of the fundamental things that Entree Architect has done, at least in the small firm, this entrepreneurial architecture or entrepreneurial architect community, is it's shattered that scarcity mentality,
right?
You know, you're talking about culture, and that culture that's so famous in this profession of holding my cards close to my vest and not sharing, right? The scarcity mentality that drives me not trusting, not wanting to talk to anybody else about what we're doing in my firm. It's shattered that, and it's brought this abundance mentality, which really defines the culture of this community. And now we're taking it a step further. And it's, you know, it's so fantastic. You know, I host Context and Clarity every day. In fact, as we're recording this right now, in just a few minutes, I'm going to go host a Context and Clarity conversation. And we're going to talk about exit plans today. But we have these conversations every day, and we can love and we can learn and we can share, which is just integral in the DNA of this community. But the next step here in this network, soon to be 100,000 architects, is to take action. Everything about this network is about doing and taking action. It's great to learn. We're certainly going to learn. We're certainly going to learn from others and help others learn, but we're going to put that education, we're going to put those learnings into action to build and really just put the accelerator to the floor. It is time to build not only stronger firms, build your firm stronger, build everybody's firm stronger, but to build a stronger profession so that we can, like you said a minute ago, so that we can change the world, not just the profession, but change the world. And I think, you know, that's just amazingly exciting about this new network that we're launching.
I think that's good. I don't know what else we could say.
That's it.
I hope they'll join us.
They'll join us.
Learn more about Entree Architect Network today at entrearchitect.com.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick. So when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.